Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the show today. We're continuing with our Suffer Well devotional series, and we're up to the attributes of love, and this is the 10th one of 16, and anything less than this is not love. There's no different types of love. There's complete love and incomplete love. That's it. And the Bible teaches us what complete love is, and it talks about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we're up to verse 6 where it says, love does not rejoice in iniquity. Love does not rejoice in iniquity. So let's read this today and have an open mind and an open heart and realize where our sin and our guilt lies, because we are called to love. That's the epitome of what Messiah died for. That we would learn what love is, complete love. Not this fake Greek idea of the different types of love that are out there. No, there's only one type of love. It's unconditional and it's complete. And the scriptures define what it is. And when you understand with the Hebrew mindset, and when you look at this, you start to see what's being said. So let's break this down for you and look at the devotional today. And then I'll do a little teaching about it. And you can hopefully open your mind and your heart to this idea. Love does not rejoice in iniquity. Therefore, Yahweh does not rejoice in iniquity. Yahweh being our Heavenly Father, and that's the name, he does not rejoice in iniquity. A perverted mind, this is iniquity seed. These are the thoughts that some might label the closet sins. These iniquities leave us naked and afraid, and yet we reject the Messiah's wholeness in these most deprived areas of our subconsciousness, which then forms our consciousness through thought patterns. And what about the rejoicing? Certainly blatant debauchery and personal pride are often among those things in which we exalt in error. But the closet sins? Rejoice in the closet sins? Is it not the epitome of self-righteousness, pride, to pretend Yahweh not only ignores the deep perversions, but that he actually forgets them? And is it not self-righteous pride, the ultimate in vain glory, rejoicing in carnality? Come clean, loved one. All 66 books and letters, the mind documents written by Yahweh, tell you who you really are. Once you simply acknowledge the truth as he has revealed it, the healing begins. You are sick. Cry out for the master healer and learn of another chief pattern. Be renewed. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, as it says in Romans 12:2. Simply acknowledge that all that Yahweh says about the natural you, and it is true. And with this acknowledgement, we cry out, change me, Father. This is how we remove the closet sins. I give you a new commandment, that you should love one another just as I have loved you. So you should love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. If you love one another, if you keep showing love amongst them yourselves. John 13:34-35. So as we get to the idea today not rejoice in iniquity, there's two ideas from this. First, let's understand what iniquity is according to our Creator. Because when we look at that, some translation says we should not rejoice in evil. And some say iniquity. And the meaning is wrong, wickedness, wrongdoing, unjust, or injustice. So these are the ideas, or without righteousness. The Bible is a book of opposites. We have good versus evil, life versus death, and so on. And it says, love does not rejoice in evil. So the opposite is, that is, love rejoices in righteousness. And there's so many scriptures about Yahweh, our wonderful Creator, rejoicing with his righteous. But he does not rejoice when unrighteousness is taking place. Now, according to the scriptures, righteousness is, according to the Torah, which is the first five books of the Bible. It's not a Jewish book, it's a Bible book. You know, according to that, and also according to the scriptures in the Renewed Covenant, sin, wickedness, evil is transgression of Yahweh's commandments. It's not keeping his commandments. So love does not rejoice in sin. But Yeshua says, if you keep my commandments, that's showing your love for me. But if you rejoice in your sin, that there's no love connected to sin. The only love we should have as fellow brothers of others that are sinning is deep sympathy and prayer for them. Because we ourselves are sinners. So when we look at love does not rejoice in evil, we have to understand the concept, and there's two. Number one, on any level, if there's evil taking place, which is transgression of the law, according to scripture, evil is transgression of the law. On any level, we shouldn't enjoy it. We should never enjoy it. If you enjoy sin, if you enjoy evil on any level, you don't have love in your heart for Yahweh. If you enjoy sin on every level, you don't have love in your heart for his word and the scriptures. You have a love for the enemy and you're choosing the enemy's side. You know, and that's on every level. But without thinking, we try to justify our injustice by saying, well, if something was done to that person, and right now is a great example as we live in this world. We see all this stuff going on and so many people are showing hate towards a person that committed a great offense. A person literally guilty of murder. I remember years ago, there was a man that walked into an little Amish area in Pennsylvania with a gun, and he killed a whole bunch of children. And I knew the mother of this man. And then the man, I believe, killed himself. The mother was grieving. The whole situation was not good. These Amish people came in unforgiveness and love and told the mother, we forgive you. We don't hold you responsible. We don't have hatred toward your son. And we take no joy in any justice on any level that people might think they're getting from this. Understand, when it says love does not delight in evil on any level. On any level. Yahweh is the one that should take justice. And when people take justice and show evil towards one another, they're just falling into the trap. They're falling into the trap of the enemy. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, as the scriptures say. Love does not rejoice in iniquity. And we're going to look at what the scriptures say about this. But we take an example here of this passage about love when we look at Corinthians. Of all these several things of what love does not do. And finally on a list it says it does not delight in evil but rejoice in the truth. It does not delight in evil. And why would the Apostle Paul say this to the people? Well, Corinth, where this was written, was an evil place. With perverse idol worship and rampant sexual immorality. Even the Christians that were converted had a hard time letting go of their old habits. There was so much immorality and wickedness being done there. Drunkenness, gluttony. And Paul taught these people that love does not joy or delight in these such actions. This is what he was explaining. This is what he was talking about. Psalms 1 verse 1 and 2 says, offers no proper attitude concerning the truth. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the Torah of Yahweh, the commandments of Yahweh. and on his law he meditates day and night. The blessed person despises evil, but loves Yahweh's truth, reflecting upon it consistently. Psalms 5 verse 4 says, "You are not a God who delights in wickedness." The God who is love, according to John, 1 John 4:8, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love, delights in what is true and just. Yahweh loves us, and he desires truth in our inner parts. Psalms 51:6 says, "Behold, you delight in the truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart." Yahweh does not ignore our sin just because he loves us. In fact, it is because of his great love for us that he provided the means of cleansing of our sin through Yeshua. 1 John 4:10 says, "In this love, not that we have loved Yahweh, but that he loved us and sent his son to die for our sins." You understand this? Real love rejoices when there's righteousness and good being done. And on no level does it do not delight in evil. Not only for ourselves, but also for others. It doesn't gloat when we say, "Oh, well, they'll get theirs. And when they get theirs, we feel good about it." No, on no level should we feel good about this. On no level should we feel good about evil being done. And ask yourself this morning and this day, wherever you're listening from, have you ever secretly rejoiced when you heard that someone you didn't like or someone you disapproved of, they got into some kind of trouble or something? Think about that. I'm about hearing on this person's difficulties or hardships. Perhaps you were tempted to think, "Serves him right. He deserves what he's getting. After what he did to me and so many others, he deserves punishment." Let me tell you this. This is not the way Yahweh thinks. This is not the way love reacts to such situations. This is a hard message to swallow because many of us are guilty of this. But love never rejoices at unrighteousness on any level, even when it's done to somebody who we think deserves it. Love never rejoices at that. And we need to test ourselves and think about that and question our secret desires. We should never rejoice at an individual's hardships. It's not the nature. It's not the idea. It has nothing to do with love. It's not the love that we talk about in the scriptures. Love does not enjoy iniquity on any level. We look at 2 Thessalonians 2:12. 2 Thessalonians 2:12 says, "Then they will be condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing in the truth." Enjoying evil is something that should never happen if somebody who has the love of Yahweh in them. 2 John verse 4 says, "How happy I was to meet some of your children and find them living according to the truth, just as the Father commanded. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joy should come from righteousness and truth and never from somebody's iniquity on any level. 3 John verses 3 and 4 says, "Some of you traveling teachers recently turned and made me very happy by telling me about your faithfulness and that you are living according to the truth." According to the truth. "I could have no greater joy than to hear my children are following the truth." What does that mean? Following the commandments that the church says is done away with. That the church says we no longer have to do. No. It says in John 14, 15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And some translation says, "You will obey my commandments." And one of my greatest daily prayers is for those that eyes who have not been opened. They don't know Yahweh. They live in sin. I'm not wishing they get what they deserve or wishing bad on them. My prayer out of love, my family, my friends, people I know, that they come to know the joy and the peace of Yahshua. That they come to know him even those that claim to know him, but they continue to live their life in sin purposely, continue to break the commandments and think it's okay, continue to think it's okay to live against his holy word just because they confess him with the lips, just because they've been offered this gift of grace, they think it's okay to live in sin. My heart goes out to them because I love them. I'm not waiting for them to get what they deserve. You know, we have to understand this. We can't wish wicked upon anyone. Anyone. And a great example is Yeshua. Hanging there on the cross. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Wow. Wow. Can you imagine this request to his Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Wow. That's love. That's love. Isaiah 5:20 says, what sorrow for those who say that evil is good and good is evil. That dark is light and light is dark. That bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter. What sorrow awaits those that say evil is good. No one, the Spirit of Yahweh would never take joy in evil being done on any level, no matter who it is to. It would never take joy in that because it's about love. John 3:20 says, all who do evil hate the light and refuse to go to near for fear their sins will be exposed. All who do evil hate the light. The light is love. Ask yourself, do you love evil or do you hate evil? And ask yourself, what is your source of joy? Your source of joy may be other people getting what you think they deserve, or evil taking place in their life, or bad things happening to them for their disobedience. But our joy shouldn't come from that. Right? Romans 15:13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to think about our sources of joy. For the kingdom of Yahweh is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14:17. Galatians 5:22-23 says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And Philippians 1:25 says, convinced of this, I know that I will remain and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith. Yes. Yes, we understand where our joy comes from and the source of our joy. We understand this. Philippians 3:1-3 says, whatever happens, my dear brothers and sisters, rejoice in Yahweh and never get tired of telling you these things, and do it to safeguard your faith. Watch out for those dogs, those people who do evil, those mutilators who say you must be circumcised to be saved. For we worship by the Spirit of Yahweh are the ones who are truly circumcised. We rely on Yeshua Messiah and what he's done for us. We put no confidence in human effort. We must have a circumcised heart. A circumcised heart. To love what Yahweh loves and to hate evil. And never take joy in evil being done. And that includes sin. And that includes disobedience. We should never take joy in disobedience. Oh, how it grieves me when I go to a Sunday mega church and I see people praising and joyful for the sin that they're living in, for the disobedience, taking joy in their disobedience. How sickening that is. Never to enjoy disobedience. Taking no joy in that. No joy in that. And I'm not hoping they get what they deserve. I'm hoping and praying their eyes are open so they learn how to love. Because you cannot love sin and love Yahweh at the same time. And that's the truth. But people don't want to hear the truth because they don't want to take responsibility. John 7:37-38 says, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living waters. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says in Psalm 16:11, if you will make known to me the path of life. Your presence is the fullness of joy. In your right hand, they are pleasure forever. When it says in the scriptures that we're reading, love does not rejoice in iniquity. And when a church teaches iniquity and people are rejoicing, something is wrong. Something is terribly wrong. We understand we're saved through the salvation and the blood of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah. But we take joy in doing the good that Yahweh wants us to do and living out his commandments. We don't find joy in the iniquity of the result of that. The joy comes from Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 90:14 says, satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing joy and be glad in our days. That's when we could really love and really understand love. I'm sure when the Apostle Paul was going around before his conversion and he was killing people for not believing in Yeshua, or for believing in Yeshua, these believers were praying that he would have a miracle and his eyes would be opened. And they were opened. Love, love, love. James 1:2-4 says, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and endurance has a perfect result, that you may be perfect, complete, lacking nothing. And that includes love. That includes love. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for showing us and teaching us. Thank you. The joy of obedience. The joy of obedience. John 15:11 says, these things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that joy may be made full. There's no joy in iniquity. There's no joy in iniquity on any level. Psalms 37:4 says, delight yourselves in Yahweh and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalms 119:47-48 says, for I delight in your commands because I love them. I reach out for your commands, which I love, that I may meditate on your decrees. That is the heart we need. That is the heart we need. A love for his commandments, not an excuse to avoid them. Psalms 119:1-3 says, joyful are the people of integrity who follow the instructions of Yahweh. The instructions of Yahweh, that's his commandments. Joyful are those who obey his commandments and search for him with all their hearts. They do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in his paths. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the heart we need to understand. Take no pleasure in iniquity. And this is what's happening out there in the world today. It's one thing to say they deny Yeshua and commit iniquity, but it's a whole other thing for somebody to say they believe in Yeshua but commit iniquity. To know good and not do it to him, it is sin. It says it right here in Psalms 119:1-3. Joyful are people of integrity who follow the instructions of Yahweh. Joyful are those who obey his Torah, his commands, and search for him with all their hearts. They do not compromise with evil. They walk only in his paths. They don't love the evil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I pray that our eyes are open to these things and these truths. We encourage one each other. We encourage each other each day. 2 Corinthians 1:24 says, now that we lord it over your faith, but not that we lord over your faith, but we work with you for joy, because it is by faith you stand firm. Therefore, encourage one another to build each other up, just in fact as you were doing. 1 Corinthians 5:11. So it was 2 Corinthians 1:24 and 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Hebrews 3:13, encourage one another daily. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we could truly say, as it says in Psalm 71:23, my lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, because you have redeemed me. Because you have redeemed me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for teaching us. For teaching us your love. For teaching us what it is to love. And the opposite of love is to hate. You know, and it says in the scriptures in 1 John 4:19-20, whoever says they love Yahweh but they hate his brother is a liar. No. The one who does not love his brother is he who is seen cannot love Yahweh, whom he has not seen. We must love one another so much so that we would never take joy in the iniquity that's going on in their lives. Never take joy in that. We need to love instead. It says in Proverbs 10:12, hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers all wrongs. Love covers all wrongs. 1 Peter 4:8, and all these things have frequent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of Yahweh. And everyone that loves is born of Yahweh and knows Yahweh. Hallelujah. Thank you. So I pray that you get in this message here today and that Yahweh will bless you and open your eyes and your heart to understand that love does not rejoice in iniquity. I'm so thankful for these daily devotions from the Suffer Well devotional series. And I'm thankful for all of you that are joining me each day to hear these. You can do so over the radio locally in South Florida, or you can do that on the internet every day on the YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. And you can see all the previous ones on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you could also go to my Patreon page and see my videos there, patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. So I pray again that we understand these attributes of love and understand that anything less is not love. We must have complete love to fulfill and feel the joy of Yahweh. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, as Yeshua said. So let's go and seek the truth and let the truth set you free. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive. T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a